everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today we'll speak about the Dominating Edge morning routine number 3, animating your future. So stick around. Welcome back. We animate our future with creative visualization. Now, creative visualization is the act of seeing in your mind what you want to experience in your world. It's been used successfully by everyone from Steve Jobs to Kobe Bryant, even the Dalai Lama. Creative visualization is the act of visualizing what you want. So closing your eyes and rehearsing the life you want. If you're truly present during this process, the brain doesn't know the difference between this vivid picture of your ideal life, your ideal income, your ideal relationship, etc., and the real 3D event, and will act to bring it about. A study conducted by the University of Chicago proves just how effective creative visualization can be. Dr. Biasiato took a group of people and divided them into 3 groups to see who could master basketball free throws the best. Now, Group A physically practiced free throws on a basketball court for an hour a day. Group B only visualized making 3 free throws for a few minutes a day. And Group C did nothing. When all 3 groups were asked to try making free throws in a controlled test, here's how they did. Group A improved by 24%. This was the group that physically practiced making free throws. Group B improved by 23% without ever touching a basketball. That was the group that just did visualization. And Group C did not improve at all. They had done nothing. The improvement level between the group that physically practiced free throws for an hour a day was almost the same as the group who just imagined making successful free throws for a few minutes a day. So this study is one of many that shows that just imagining that you are doing something successfully trains your brain to do that thing with incredible accuracy. What's more is that once you start practicing creative visualization, your conscious mind starts to feel frustrated that your subconscious experience doesn't match your everyday reality and quickly starts to come up with ways to make these 2 realities align. This is why you must act today like the person we want to become. And since most of us would already be millionaires if we knew how to be, we have to visualize being one before we actually are. Don't wait for the life you want to arrive. Act as if you already have that life today, and the universe will provide. See, we're creating a map to the future for our brains. Keep doing these practices we've been discussing, gratitude, quieting the mind, and today animating our future. You are slowly but surely upgrading your operating system. So when is the best time to practice this creative visualization? When you're in a relaxed meditative state, you can bypass the inner critic and the beta brain wave state, or waking, the logical state of mind. This is why this practice immediately follows quieting the mind. Otherwise, your beta brain will tell you that what you're picturing isn't possible. when you bypass this state by going into deeper states, like those you'll achieve by practicing quieting the mind with meditation or box breathing and being grateful, you can more easily program the subconscious mind and upgrade your operating system. See, these visual images seep into the subconscious mind most easily in a relaxed state. This is easiest in the alpha brain wave state, which is usually the state you're in when you're daydreaming, or when you're just about to fall asleep at night, or when you first wake up in the morning. See, all the dominating edge techniques are done first thing in the morning, purposefully. It's important that you project the reality you'd like to see in your mind's eye, as if you're watching a movie, with emotion. So close your eyes and use your imagination to rocket you into a positive state of mind as you picture yourself living the life of your dreams. See the outcome that you want to experience and make it as vivid as possible. What does it look like? What does it taste like, smell like, sound like, feel like? You know, where are you living? What are you driving? What kind of job do you have? Who are you with? How do you feel? Who are you sharing your success with? With this practice, you'll also experience more creativity, motivation, drive, and happiness. See, these are happy byproducts of creative visualization or animating our future. My challenge to you today, tomorrow morning, after your 1 minute of gratitude and your 1 minute of quieting the mind, to add 1 minute of animating your future. That's visualizing in your mind the life of your dreams. This is step number 3 in the Dominating Edge morning routine. In our next episode, we'll discuss the final step, step number 4 in the Dominating Edge morning routine, active co-creation. Until then, go out and make it a great day.